This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. If there's one thing I'm reminded of each week as a pastor, it's that relationships are complicated. I mean, there are thousands of ways people manage not to get along in an institution, the church, that's supposed to be characterized by peace. Well, you find the same thing where you work, I'm sure. The challenge for all of us is to cultivate loving, thriving, healthy relationships. And if we're Christians, we want that to be characteristic of us because that's one of the values of God's kingdom. I said it's a challenge, and it is, because Christians are subject to the same emotions and frustrations that all people are, regardless of what their faith is. I mean, we all have that. All people come across that. I know nothing of Julia Roberts' faith, but she's certainly on target when she said, "Making movies is not rocket science. It's about relationships and communications and strangers coming together to see if they can get along harmoniously, productively, and creatively." That's a challenge, she said. When it works, it's fantastic and will lift you up. When it doesn't, she said, it's almost just as fascinating. Well, it's true in the church as well. In sermons or columns, I've quoted from time to time a psychologist named Dr. Robert Gottman. He's the executive director of the Relationship Research Institute at the Institute's Family Research Laboratory, known as the Love Lab. Gottman has been studying marriage and divorce for the past 35 years, so he has some experience. He screened thousands of couples, interviewed them, and tracked their interactions over time. Dr. Gottman's written over 40 books and numerous articles on the subject of relationships. He was recognized in 2007 as one of the top most influential therapists of the past quarter of a century. Several years ago, 2007, Diane Kutu interviewed Gottman for the Harvard Business Review. And Gottman, in that interview, talked about relationships, of course. And one of the things he said that applies to married and single couples alike is that good relationships aren't simply about maintaining clear communication, although that's important, or knowing when to fight and when to patch things up. But they're about small moments when we attach emotionally to others. And he uses the example of a parent making sure a child is taking a bath. In the process of helping that child, the child may splash the parent, and the parent gets impatient and then loses an opportunity to play with the child. He says, but if you splash back and you can clean up later, you have some fun together and you get really wet and laugh and have a beautiful moment. Well, in the process, trust is built and there's a connection that's made. And then Gottman says this about married couples. In couples who divorce or who live together unhappily, such moments of connection are rare. Fascinating, isn't it? Gottman applies that concept to the work environment, too. He says, you know, you can go into your friend's office, say David's office, and say, how's little Harry doing? And David might say, you know, he really likes his new school. He's excited by it. And in fact, you know what he's doing now? And then the conversation may take 5 or 10 minutes. But the point is, Gottman says, you've made a connection. Gottman goes on to say, this goes for the boss, too. A lot of times the person who's running an organization is pretty lonely, and if somebody walks into her office and doesn't talk about work but instead talks about her weekend, the message is, hey, I like you. I notice you independent of your position. Okay, then Gottman says this. Listen to this. Within organizations, people have to see each other as human beings or there will be no social glue. Did you get that? When we fail to see each other as human beings, fellow strugglers who have similar fears, hopes, and dreams, there's no social glue to bind us together. And that's not simply true for the work environment. It's true for your small group at church or the people with whom you're working on that civic project or your husband or wife or that person closest to you. Let me say it like this. Find a way to connect now. Not tomorrow or next week or as a New Year's resolution next year. Find a way to connect now. Of course, you can't connect with everyone. I mean, you have to look at your priorities, beginning with God, of course, and connect with Him. If you're not connecting with God, you're likely to be looking for God's approval in all the wrong places. Paul wrote this, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace." That's where we connect with God, the cross. Then connect with others. In Philippians 4:10, Paul wrote about the church, and he said, "I'm rejoicing in the Lord greatly that once again you renewed your care for me. You were," he says, "in fact, concerned about me, but lacked the opportunity to show it." In other words, he's saying they wanted to care for him as their friend, but for a while they weren't able. And when they could, they showed, they cared, they reconnected. What about you? Are you taking opportunities to connect? You've got to look at them. Ways to connect. In that interview that I referred to, Dr. Gottman talks about a funny experience when he pitched his book to the editor. The book was The 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work. He met with the head of the marketing department as a young guy who leaned back in his chair as if he were not at all impressed by any of Gottman's work. He pointed his finger at Gottman and said, "All right, tell me one thing in the next 30 seconds that I can do to improve my marriage right now." And Gottman told him that if he were to pick up just one thing, it would be for that man to honor his wife's dreams. Well, the guy jumped up, put on his coat, and left the room. Gottman found out months later that he had immediately hopped on the subway to Brooklyn, where he surprised his wife, who was at home with a young baby. Her mouth dropped when he asked her what her dreams were. He told Gottman later that she said she thought he would never ask. Now, that's a place to start today, maybe right now, and in the process, connect now. You know CNN, the cable news network? Well, just take off one end of CNN and remind yourself through the day, it's CN time. Connect now. It's connect now time. And look for someone today, right now, and connect. Join me next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs.